did not know that I would be back in time for service tonight, so I planned ahead. But Brother Jim, come take your liberty in the Lord and give us what God has given you tonight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Well, let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope and I thank the Lord for this opportunity, as I say many, many times. And I feel so inadequate so many times when I step up here. But I'm learning, as He's teaching me, to put it in His hands. Put it in His hands. Say, Lord, this is about You. You know, a lot of us are prideful. A lot of us have things that we want to make sure all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, make sure there's no lint on the clothing. As Brother Tony said this morning, it doesn't matter for the Lord what we wear, as long as we're a humble servant of His, and that we'll go forth in the direction He'd have us to go. We got a little Bible read to do tonight, but we're only going to do a short part as we open up. I want to ask y'all to turn to Mark. Very familiar passage. Mark 8, we're going to read 27 through 29. Mark 8, 27 through 29. Praise God. If y'all would stand for the reading of the Word, not for the man, but for the holiness of our Lord and Savior. When you get there, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mark 8, 27 through 29. And Jesus went out and His disciples into the towns of Caesarea and Philippi. And by the way, He asked His disciples, saying unto them, "Who do men say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist. Some say Elias, and others, just one of the prophets." And He said unto them, "But whom ye say that I am?"
Yes.
Let's repeat that. "But whom say ye that I am?" Praise God. And Peter answered and said unto Him, "Thou art the Christ."
Yes.
Brother Eddie, would you ask the Lord just to bless our message to
Heavenly Father, how we love and thank You, God, for Your mercy, for Your grace, for Your love, for this opportunity to come to Your house to worship tonight. Father, I pray Your Spirit, God, will just saturate this place tonight. God, I pray that You would anoint Brother Jim's lips of clay, God.
Yes, Lord.
God, as a vessel and an oracle, that the Holy Spirit may speak to us tonight. God, that we may hear Your Word and be doers of Your Word as well. Father, we do remember those who are suffering tonight. Many are sick, many are traveling. Father, we pray Your hand to touch each and every one. Now, just have Your way in this service, and we'll give You all the praise and honor and glory. Will we ask it in Jesus' name?
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Tom. Praise the Lord. I guess y'all could tell by the songs we've been singing lately and what time of year it is. It seems to me as we get closer to Easter and we're putting on a presentation next week and looking up and, you know, doing some rewrites and doing some things about a play and trying to make sure that we put the Word out there properly and want to bring out the name of Jesus. And I know we sing a lot about the blood, and we sing a lot about all the precious things that we celebrate this time of year. But as I was going through something just here recently, and I was in a point in my life where I was just asking God, you know, where do I go next? What do You want me to do? And in all the things that I bring forth with family and all the other things that's gone on, just this came to my heart. I think I heard it in a song, and then I read it somewhere, but the question, who do You say that I am? You know, how many times have I asked God a question or the Lord a question, and I'm answering it before I ever give Him an opportunity?
Sure.
You know, let me do this, let me do that. Lord, I need You to do this for me. I want that particular thing or this particular thing. But then as I read Scripture and as we study and we do the things that we do this time of year, I want to draw closer to Jesus. You know, we sing about Him tonight. We sing about the lighthouse. And if you break that down into your life, when you were at your lowest of lows, when those storms seem so severe, when that is washing up over your feet or that ship seems like it's sinking, and all the different cliches that we can use, when you really feel like there's no end, and we got the name Jesus. Someone told us about Jesus. Someone prayed for us. Someone directed us into that direction. And in this busy life today, you know, if you flip on TV, you flip on this and that, and I try my best to stay away from that anti-everything. But I still want to flip back and look. I still want to flip back and look. And I get on to myself. Miss Elaine says, "Turn it. It's going to make you mad. Turn it. You don't want to hear that stuff." And he says, "Who do you say I am?" That sounds very simple to maybe someone sitting in the congregation tonight. But this is for y'all. You're here on a Sunday night because you choose to be. And it's time we wake up and realize who we serve. Who is Jesus to you? If someone asked you, and someone that you're having an opportunity to testify to, where would you go? How would you lead them? And over in Matthew, it's the same parallel verses here. But when Peter tells Jesus that thou art the Christ, he also says, man did not tell you this. It came from God.
Right.
And there's places here as we study and in this special time of year where, you know, you go in the stores and instead of seeing any plaques or anything of the Lord, you know, it's all Easter bunny stuff and Easter eggs and the fun stuff for the kids. But the message has to go forth that we have to tell people who Jesus is. He is our Lord and Savior. In this world that we live in today, with all the ups and downs, you know, I wrote something down here, and it might seem foolish to y'all, but it made sense to me when I wrote it. And it just says, in this world where I want something, I'm being troubled with so many things, whether it be politics, the government, with your marriage, with your job, with everything is, you're trying to be guarded when you say something. I told y'all the story about me saying, yes, ma'am, to a lady. I was over on the Greenbelt running, and she wouldn't go any further because there was a snake up there, so I went and shoot it off. And we stayed together probably for about a quarter mile there, and she went one way or the other. And I said something about, yes, ma'am, to her. She looked at me and says, how old do you think I am? I said, I don't know. I didn't know if I said something wrong. I said, ma'am, that's just the way I talk. And so I said, have a nice day, and I'm gone. I didn't want to get any conflicts, but you're so guarded in what you say. And I wrote this down, this question that comes to my heart, and we hear this so many times of, where do we go? You know, you watch commercials, infomercials, commercials. I made the mistake and Googled something on my computer at work. When I was looking for my safe to put in the house. Every time I looked somewhere, safe ads popped up. You look up running shoes. From then on, you're getting every brand there is running shoes. They don't only know that I looked at running shoes or safes. They knew I looked at men's running shoes. And then they knew I wanted this and that. I mean, there's so many things that pop up. So in this world today, when I'm troubled or when I have sorrows, there's commercials that tell me, take a pill. Take this pill. It'll fix anything. But here's your warnings. Well, here's another pill to take care of the warnings. Here's another pill to let you rest because those get you too wired up. Well, here's another pill to wake you up because you're too restful from the wired up pill. And all these things that go forward, or maybe buy a new car. That'll make you feel good. You know, the shiny wheels and sparkly. You know, my car's dirty, so I'm going to go get another one. Maybe your house. Maybe your house is not what you want. Maybe you need one brighter, bigger, fancier. You want to live that house on the hill. All these things that the world is telling us today that we're seeking or that they want us to seek after. You know, spend more money. Well, that means you need more jobs. Well, do this, do that. And it's not what Jesus has in mind for us. He provides for us everything that we need. He gives us a free will that we can choose. We can have a career. We can move forward. We can be dedicated to Him. We can research the Word. There's nothing wrong. And I have nothing against reading on Nooks and, you know, tablets and stuff like that. I got tablets and stuff. But I just love to feel paper. And I like, as y'all can see, I like to highlight and I like to mark. I like to do scribble. I got notes everywhere. I've got notes on Brother Eddie that go so far back. And I just got my little pads just stuck on a shelf. I don't know if I'll ever read them again. I thought about things. But it's just the way I like to do things. It doesn't mean somebody that doesn't, that's okay. But think about it. What answer is there to life today that you can't make it fancier, prettier, faster? You know, athletes, they want them, what is it, bigger, faster, stronger. That's what we used to tell the kids when they were working out. Hit the gym, you got to be bigger, faster, stronger. Unless you're a lineman and you got to be bigger, bigger, and stronger. Because we had to eat more biscuits. But that's just life. But then this serious message came to my heart. It says, who do you say that I am? I started looking up in the Bible and I was looking for references. How do I find something? How do I know in my heart, where am I putting Jesus in my life? And for those of you that want to flip with me or those of you that just want to read, I've got some scripture that I want to read, but this is from the Word of God. This is Jesus. It's in red in my Bible. And we're going to go to John. We're going to look at about 13 different verses, and thank the Lord they're pretty much in order the way I've got them written down. But we're going to go to John 4 and 26 to start with. I'm not going to tell you the stories that lead up to His Word. So I'm wondering, who do you think I am? Jesus asked me, who do you think I am? I know He's my Lord, He's my Savior. He's the Son of God. But as I looked at this, and this is in a breakdown that says, I am, where Jesus used these references. In 4 and 26, and Jesus said unto him, I that speak unto thee am He. So Jesus, as she said, you know, this woman saith unto him, I know this Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When is He to come? And He will tell us all things. And Jesus looked her straight and said, I am He.
Yes, He did.
For that person's moment in their life, they realized their life was changed forever. And then in John 6 and 35, I can cheat on y'all. I got mine highlighted. I did that today. And Jesus said unto them, listen to this. Who is Jesus to you? Jesus is telling you right now, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. That's who Jesus is to me. Hunger and thirst. First He speaks it, that I am. Then He tells me that if I believe in Him, that He is the bread of my life. Then we're going to go to 8 and 23. I love flipping like this. And just to let y'all know, I had to get the old Bible. It's got bigger words. And He said unto them, ye are from beneath, and I am from above. Ye are of this world, but I'm not of this world. It's Him. He is my bread, but yet He's letting me know that He is more powerful than anything in this world at that time. 8 and 58, while we're there in chapter 8. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. That's who Jesus is to me. 9 and 5. You get the right verse. There it is. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. As we sang that song, I asked Brother Keith to sing the lighthouse. That light that this world wants to tear down. Isn't that what they said, Brother Keith, in that song? Those around us want to tear it down. But if it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would I be? If it wasn't for Jesus, where would I be today? What ditch would I be crawling in? What waller would I be walling around in? What situation would I have got myself into if it wasn't for Jesus? That's who Jesus is when He asks me. 10 and 7, John 10 and 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. He is my Lord. He is my guide in everything that I am. 10 and 36. Say ye of Him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. Who's Jesus to me? He's the Son of God. These things, if I think about this time of year, in so many places as we get ready, it's just a few more. 11 and 25. Jesus said, and these are in red that I'm reading to you tonight. Jesus said unto her, listen to this. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. How powerful. Powerful words that Jesus said. That's who I am. When somebody asks you who do you say I am, here's what I'll tell you that I am. He's not only asking us what we believe, but He's given us His Word. He's given us His truth. And if we believe in this and everything that we do, Jesus is our Lord and Savior. We're going to go to 13:13. John 13:13. Let me unclip it. Y'all are faster than I am. I hear y'all's pages quit flipping. Listen to this one. You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. I am. He is our Master and Lord. He's given us, not only is He asking these questions, and when the world comes after us, we already know the answers. We know who Jesus is. The last one in John is 15:1 that I have in this group. And this is something that we studied in Sunday school not very long ago. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. You know, we talk about being grafted into the vine. We talk about letting our blood, Jesus' blood, run through us. We talked about being part of that, grafted in and part. You know, as you, I'm not one that works in the gardens much, but I know that you can graft in a limb or a twig into a rose, and they can cross roses and all, and they become one. Because through the vine is where all the nourishment comes up. And that's where it comes from. It comes from Jesus Christ. He is our nourishment. He is everything that we are. And then I'm going to ask you to flip to Revelations. And I'm not, hope y'all just understand what this has done to me. Revelation 1:8. And this promise is something that I misquote so many times because I get my words crisscrossed. But it means so much to me as I repeat it. In Revelation 1:8, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. How powerful a statement is that, that the Lord has given us. God created us that we could worship Him. God created us that we could do everything in it and everything that we do. As it's been said here many times in this pulpit, it wasn't from His, everything that He created from His hand, but it was through His breath that He gave us. Amen. His breath is ours. It's on loan from Him. And there's one more, Revelation 1:17, before you go back. And it says, and when I saw Him, I fell at His feet as dead. And He laid His right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. What a promise God's given us. What a promise. I read a lot to you tonight because I want this point to come across very hard to us. As He talked to His disciples and as they witnessed things, you think about it, there's things that they saw. And we talked about this in Sunday school this morning. There's a situation to where when that darkness is stirred up and that storm is blaring and it seems like there is no way, Jesus is that light. He is that light. And I love that statement because if you, no matter how you test it, whatever you want to do, I did it with the grandkids. We turned off everything and I says, it's dark. And they all agreed. And I says, but will darkness cover up light? And as soon as you light a light, there's no way it's going to take over that darkness. And that's who Jesus is. When I ask you tonight, who do you say that I am? Is this if I'm asking you personally, who do you say Jesus is? Right now, who do you say Jesus is? What situations are going through in your life? What struggles do you have? He just gave us in His Word, in God's inevitable Word, from cover to cover, the truth, the utmost truth. You cannot debate it. You cannot do anything. I asked Elaine today, I guess it might have been last night, I was reading and I said, if Jesus says, I am, I actually looked it up on the internet and there's people saying, well, let me tell you what He meant. What do you mean? Maybe I'm kind of naive and I don't think like a theologian, but if Jesus says, I am, doesn't that mean I am? Is that what the Word tells us tonight? All I want to do to us is as we prepare for this week and as we've been preparing for it, with Palm Sunday and with all the factions that go into Easter, and we talk about the sacrifice, the great sacrifice. There's something that I've always wanted to do a message on or a study, and it has, God hasn't given me the opportunity or the words to put it into place. But I look so many times when Jesus knows that His final days are coming, and He's preparing for the Last Supper. He's preparing for everything. He tells them to go get the donkey, and they bring Him in, and everybody worships in Him, tells Him how great He is. Then He has the Last Supper, and He humbles Himself and washes feet, and He does all these things. But look at how many times He blesses someone on His journey. If I'm going somewhere that drastic, somewhere that I know is going to change everything, that I'm going to have to give my life for something, that's going to preoccupy my mind so much and be so heavy on my shoulders. How would I have time, Brother Eddie, to stop and tell you to stand up, you can walk. Or help the blind to see, or answer somebody that calls out, or a leper. I ain't got time for you now. I'm fixing to go die. But no, that's not my Jesus. He loves you so much. And He loves me so much. That even on His journey, if we call out to Him, He has time for us. Thank you. His love is so heavy and so great and so encompassing. I can't imagine the love that you can share with everybody. I tell you what, I think about love a lot, and I do say things. You know, I love cornbread, and I love Lane strawberry cake, and I love all this kind of stuff, and fried chicken, of course, every day. But that's not the kind of love. We talk about agape love, that undying love. There's love out there that we have for our children, even when they're wrong. We know we have to punish them. We talked about hard love today. It's tough. Hard love for someone when you have to tell them no, when your heart's breaking, and you really want to reach out to them. But at the same time, God will tell me no when it's time to say no. He'll shut a door when I'm not supposed to be there, as long as I'm obedient and I ask Him to guide my way. If I say I want this and I'm going full bore after it, but I'm asking God to show me the light, and all of a sudden that door closes and I stump my toe or my nose, I'm thinking, first I'm going to get upset that it didn't go through, and then I'm going to look over and say, thank you, Lord, because He's got a better plan for me and you. He knows where we're going to be.
Yes, He does.
He knows what He needs us to be. When somebody asks you, who is Jesus in your heart? They might doubt everything you say. The world's going to try to tell you, as they said, a prophet or just a good spokesman, or he was a good teacher. You know, he was just some guy. Yeah, well, there was a Jesus. But that's not my Jesus. My Jesus. God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son. He brought Jesus here. As we sing in that song, He left all of the glory to come here on earth. And the most despised crime that was held up for the worst of the worst criminals, not only did He come here to suffer and die, but He was ridiculed and put on a cross. As you read about that, that is held up for the worst of the worst, if there is such a way to describe it that way. I don't even have the words. That's why I wanted to read this out of John to you tonight. I couldn't even begin to tell you what Jesus is to me. He is everything to me. Amen. And He is my strength. He upholds me in everything that I do, and His love for me is so great. I tried to say it a minute ago. My love is nothing compared to His. Not only does He love us enough that while He's on the cross, He asked for forgiveness for those that crucified Him. And He says, Lord, they know not what they do. He asked for forgiveness. You know, somebody, you know, you get aught with somebody and they've done something to you. To know that you've got to ask the Lord to forgive them because you need it more yourself than they need it. You need to forgive somebody more than they need to. Than you need to forgive them. Because what it's doing is for you. But by saying, I forgive you, I'll move on. As we said the other night, there's times that we tell somebody we're sorry and we know we weren't wrong. But I'm sorry. But if it brings peace back to a family or peace back to a situation...
Yes.
Or if you can move on with it and say, that's behind me. It's just like this. My Lord loves me so much that in His Word, He breaks it down to me. This is something that I think it's not all mine, but it's part of it, is, who am I? Who is Jesus to me? And a lot of these are very familiar to y'all. He's Christ, the Messiah, Emmanuel. And y'all know Emmanuel means God with us. He is a living God, the living God. He's our Savior, our Shepherd, our Counselor, our Comforter, our Healer, our Peace. And I want to add in there, our love. Because we don't know how to love without Jesus in our heart.
Amen.
If you read these Ten Commandments right here, and I know I've said this before, if you love your neighbor and you love God as it says, you're not going to do any of that stuff. It's not going to be a problem. Because if I love you, I'm not going to take your wife. I'm not going to take your kids. I'm not going to have aught with you over something silly. If I love you, I'm not going to steal for you. I'm not going to put another idol before my God because I love Him so much. Why would I? He's first in my life. He's all in my life. He is pure love. So if we have love in our heart, why would we do any of those things? Because the enemy wants to tell you, you need a new one. I got a pill to fix this. Like I said, you need a new shiny one. You need something fancy. You need something that you can do. And that's why I want us to sing tonight, Jesus, and I'll ask Brother Keith to do the lighthouse. Because John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then y'all know the rest of this. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's who Jesus is to me. He is my way. He is my light. He is my protector and my comforter. He is everything that I ever need to be and ever want to be. And I'm going to give you a little secret to go along with this. This is not really a secret, but I want y'all to hear it tonight again. Jesus is not dead. He is not on the cross. He is not dead. The tomb is empty. He is alive. He is risen. He is at the right hand of God interceding for each and every one of us. He is alive and well, better than He's ever been. Glory, hallelujah to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He's my comforter. I love the song when we say Emmanuel. And then when I finally, after all the years, I looked it up and it says God with us. That's who Emmanuel is. It's powerful. So if somebody asks you, and I know we could have a debate, we could have an open discussion class tonight, but I'm not going to hold you up that long, but I'm not going to stop you from speaking it. I want somewhere in your heart tonight, I'm going to ask you this honestly, if you need to do it in prayer this evening or tonight, ask yourself, when Jesus says, who am I? Who is He in your heart? In deep. I'm not saying a fleshly thing. I'm not saying, well, I go to church or, you know, I did this or I did that. I'm talking about where is He in your daily walk? Where is He in your hour-to-hour transition of life? That alarm's going to go off in the morning. We're going to head off to work. Or the ones that are, you know, don't. But whatever your busy day is. But where's Jesus in your life? Where are you putting Him? On the coffee table? To where when that Bible's moved around, you can see the dust ring? Is He just stored in a book bag somewhere? Is He just somebody we call on when we need Him? When there's a wreck or there's a storm or there's a sorrow that hits us? Or we have such a relationship with Him that we can honestly talk to Him as if we could talk to each other?
Thank you, Lord.
Say, Lord, I need You. Lord, I can't make it without You.
Yes,
can we worship Him in the good times and the bad times? Can we lift Him up and say, thank You, Lord? I'm going to be honest with you. I think Brother Jim was helping us the other Friday morning. I think our age is... I used to think it's getting younger, but actually we're getting older, I think. And we were looking around to see who was in what order. But you know, I am so far behind in worshiping my Lord and thanking Him for things He's done for me. There are things I've taken for granted that could only be through the hand of God. There's things that I've done in my life could only be through God and His mercy and grace for me. There are times that I've had situations that I deserve the worst, but He turned it around for me. And He gave me joy again. He gave me peace again. He gave me an opportunity to sing and to skip along and all. Miss Elaine and I talk about this all the time. We don't want to get in a point. I told her I'd never want to be a grumpy old man. And I said, I need her to kick me where I need to be kicked if I act that way. And I've asked God, keep that joy and peace in me that I can do exactly what He wants me to be. I want to have a smile on my face. It might not be because I like what the doctor said or I liked what the bills look like or paying taxes and all the things that come about us each day. But I want a smile on my face because I know Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And He loves and I praise His holy name. Just praise God in this house tonight. You know, I had so many things that I thought I wanted to say. But I feel like reading God's Word is the most truthful way that those words can come out. If you get a chance, just look up the I Am's that Jesus said. And it's amazing.
Yes.
And it is powerful. Because not only is He asking us a question, but He never wants to stump us. He wants to ask us a question in our heart. He wants to ask us the truth. And if you say He's love, and He's my love, and He's everything that He is, I want to be. And that I want to model myself after Him. I know I've got flesh and I know it. Take that into subjection and I know there's things that I need to do better and better and better. Or some people say more better. I need to do for God. But I just praise His holy name and I thank y'all for letting me repeat a message that God has given to me. But I'm going to ask you this question again. Just look yourself in the mirror and say, just imagine Jesus asking you, who am I? Who am I? I love y'all. And I really do. And I thank y'all for this opportunity and for giving me the opportunity to be up here. Because I'm just a man. I just want to do more about the Lord's work. And it's not about me worrying about what people think of me. I want to be more about the Lord. And just mainly I want to speak the truth. And I want to do that. And I want to do it with love and compassion. But I know truth has to be spoken also. And I need to tell y'all the truth tonight. That if your life's not right, let's get it there. Make that commitment. Let somebody step on your toes. Read the Word. Read what God says. So Jesus says, I am the way. By His name. And that's what we worship. And that's who we praise. So as we get ready for Easter, I want y'all to have a great week. I don't want y'all to forget about Wednesday night service. We'd love to have you. But I'm going to ask y'all to stand. And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to ask Him just to touch each and every one of us tonight and thank Him for His Word. But if there's anyone here, y'all just bow your heads if you would please and close your eyes. If there's anyone tonight that's struggling with anything and has a situation that you need to feel like